That was wonderful. And you sound great, Doug. We are so blessed that you went through your little opportunity and came out on the other side, still with the same voice. I'm totally pleased that you're here with us today. As I am with everyone, I was wondering, was I going to stand here today and maybe talk to myself, just to kind of hear myself talking? But we're hungry for this truth, aren't we? That's why we come here. So I said, Vernetta, okay, we have this forecast, but we also have a message. And this is a real important message today, because this message is the one that embraces all that we teach. It's like a magnet. Love is a magnet that draws to us what we need to fulfill not only our purpose here on this earth plane, but to fulfill our spiritual development. So I want to give you this, and my challenge is to try to keep it to the point, because I'd be remiss if I just said a bunch of words and sent you out of here this morning and you didn't feel anything, you didn't grasp anything. So don't think you're going to get a microwave service every Sunday, because this one's going to be short. To the point. In this booklet, I love this booklet. Anybody else been working with this booklet? Oh my, I'm telling you, you're missing out. And this is the Advent booklet for 2019. Each holiday season, Unity puts out a little booklet like this to help us along our spiritual journey. And this is the Advent one for this year. It's called Christmas in My Heart, Christmas in My Hand. It is wonderful. And it talks in terms of gifts. We have gifts that we receive always. And one of the gifts is that the Advent season, which is an anticipation, it's an expectancy of an arrival. And what's that arrival? The awakening in your heart and in your mind of who you truly are, of what flows through you. Where you get what you get from this universe from, it's all in you flowing through this. So the Advent season can be celebrated always, every day, anytime you take a moment to sit and think about the gifts that we define in this little booklet as being your gifts of the Advent season. So, what are those gifts? I talked about the Sunday before last. I talked about the gift of hope and the gift of faith. If you remember, I said I had a problem with hope and what it was representing to me, because hope to me was like I would attach it to something that I wasn't quite sure I believed would happen. You know, I hope you get well. I hope that you prosper. To me, it just didn't feel right. But one thing I learned in studying about hope and faith is, for me, hope is the fuel. It's like the spark. You know, in your car, how you have the spark plug, and do they still have those in cars? Well, anyway, it used to be, I don't know if it still is, the spark plug, you know, you turn. Well, that's what hope was for me, because hope may be the first thing you think of in an experience, but when you sit and think about it, and if you've been here enough to buy into this truth, then hope, what it does is it sends that fuel that faith needs. And it allows you to grasp in faith based on one presence, one power, and move through whatever the experience is that you're moving through. So that was the first Sunday of Advent, was hope and faith. Then Reverend Sharon talked about peace. Peace is a little tricky, because we always look for peace outside ourselves, right? We think that, oh, this war, we want peace. We think of outside instead of thinking, I am the peace. I am where peace begins. It takes my thought and all of your thoughts collectively to bring peace in the world. Why is that? Because God works through us. God is all the peace that there is, and that works through us to reach out and touch. So just think, if all of us in this room is thinking peace thoughts and sending them into the vibration, that's powerful. That is extremely powerful. I like what Rosemary Ray, granddaughter of Charles Fillmore, wrote about peace. She said, many of life's greatest gifts come to us only on the condition that we prepare to receive them. If you're not experiencing peace in your life, and I'm not talking about this stuff on the outer, I'm talking about in here. You can be in the midst of a windstorm and have peace. Anybody experience that? In the midst of a lot of activity, a lot of self-doubt, a lot of stuff stirring around, and then you feel the peace in your heart. If you're not experiencing peace from time to time, prepare your mind to receive it. Think peace thoughts, read about peace, contemplate peace in your time of quiet. You probably have a lot of time of quiet this next couple days. I like to look out on the snow and feel that peace in my heart as I look out on times like this. So, the third week of Advent is where we are right now. This third week of Advent, we focus on love. One of the greatest gifts implanted inside of us is love. And why is that? Because, as Charles Fillmore says, love is the greatest harmonizer and healer of all. When you think thoughts of loving yourself, you heal yourself. When you think thoughts of loving our universe, you heal the universe. Love draws peace and faith and hope in. Love will adjust in times of misunderstandings. In times when you're resisting something, or there's that person that you don't exactly want to give a Christmas gift to. Love binds us together. Love draws us together. How do we do that? Well, we don't do it in exchange for anything else. I'll love you if you give me your time, or I'll love you if you give me a gift. No. You think of being love, because love is one of those attributes that we can't really pick it up and hold it. We can't throw it out and expect someone to catch it. Love is being present in the Spirit of God. It's walking at that path that Jesus Christ walked. Love is forgiving. Love is being at peace with yourself. So the angels heralded in the birth of Jesus. They sang what? Goodwill to all people. And I believe the adult Jesus understood our human struggle, and he reinforced the angel's message. And he said in so many words that there's no reward in loving, only the people who love you in return. Instead, he laid down this challenge: love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. This is forgiveness that is really a gift when you can come to that place in your heart and give love in place of some condition that might be trying to stir that water up or trouble that water in your world. Now, whenever I say this, people say, yeah, but no, it does not mean that you have to accept bad behavior. It just means you're giving love in place of that. You don't have to stay in the presence of that person, but you can, through the Christ in you that touches the Christ in them, give love in place of that. I always think to myself, that's where they are. I don't have to go down that path. I just heard on something about staying in your own lane. I can stay in my own lane. I don't have to detour across the line. I can be what I was meant to be. And that's that peace, that love, all those attributes of God. They're in me, and they're just waiting to be expressed out through me. And as I walk this walk and talk this talk, I'm expressing what's in my heart, what God has placed on my heart. And that's to be love. Now, it's a challenge today, isn't it? When you turn on the television, when you're sitting there listening to those who have aught against others, when you hear things that, they just make you say, they know not what they do. They need, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're saying and what they're doing. This is difficult because the automatic response when we're hearing those things is to resist or to retaliate, unless we go back to who we really are and center ourselves in love, center ourselves in spirit. This is fertile ground because these holidays, I love them. Because that's the time when the world seems to pick up the momentum. When the world seems to express more love. And that's our opportunity to show the world that this is an everyday event. It's not just Christmas. It's not just New Year's. It's not just Easter. It's always. These events happen within us always. We're always experiencing the birth of the Christ. Every time you go to a class or a message or listen to a beautiful song being sung and your heart kind of tugs and vibrates, you are expressing who you truly are. Jesus demonstrated love's power to bless and heal by expressing unconditional love. Sometimes they would tell him, why are you with those people? But he never made a difference between the different tribes and races of his time. He talked to everyone with love and compassion. So the purest form of love that we speak of today is Christ's love, right? That Christ love, that God love that moves through us, that love that loves for the pure joy of loving. It's unconditional. It's an intuitive thing. It recognizes that that it doesn't need anyone to bubble freely and to spontaneously spring forth and reach out and touch. All it needs is for us to turn our attention inward, to turn our focus inward, to listen to what's truly, truly there within us. So it's all about love. It's all about going forth, not giving love like that, like, you know, like I give you this. It's expressing and being love, being there for another person, serving. That's how we serve, by being love, being peace, being holding hope, being faith and expression. So we lit the candles last week. Well, the past few weeks. And the first candle that we lit was the one for anybody? Okay, hope and faith. And our second candle was for... And today we light a candle for love. Oops. Love is a little tougher today. All right. But we're going to overcome. Because no matter, and you know, life is like that. Sometimes we feel it's kind of tough to show love right now, right? But you need to practice always. When we practice love, then it begins to come automatically, even in those times of challenges. And why is that? Because God is love. And God resides in our hearts. And we express from our hearts, so we express the love that is already there. True for you? Hey, it's true for me. So let's take a moment, because in our journey into Christmas, in our journey into that renewal, in our journey into the birth of our inner Christ, we want to be all these gifts that we have received, the gift of hope and faith, the gift of peace, the gift of love. We want to be those gifts, and we want to give of ourselves to someone this season who may be in need of just knowing that they are loved. So let's take a moment. I invite you into this time of meditation. If you'd like to focus on the candles that we have lit here, or if you just want to take that deep breath and close your eyes, feel the power of divine love at work in you in this moment, right here, right now. This divine love at work in you is preparing the way for that Christ within to express without. You are love, and we are love and expression. love expresses in our homes is patience and order. It expresses in this church. I cannot tell you how many compliments I get when people come into our church. They say they feel love. They feel acceptance. So take a deep breath, and as you release, let go of anything that may be challenging your mind right now. We know we are surrounded in the love and peace of God, and in that atmosphere of peace, our journeys when we leave this chapel will be secure. So take a deep breath and just forget all that for a moment and begin this inward journey, moving deep within to that place where love resides. Breathing in and breathing out, knowing that we can immerse ourselves in God's love because there's no separation. We are one with the love that binds us together. We are one with the love that creates harmony in our lives and in our world. And as we move towards that inner chamber, we step over the threshold and we feel all the love in the universe enfold and lift and support us. All the peace that there is in the universe unconditionally supports and holds us. And we embrace this oneness in the brilliancy of the light that is within us. And we take a moment and we rest and we trust in faith and in love right here in this moment, in the quiet, right now. And in the quietness of this moment, take a few moments to just think about the gifts you have received, the people that you have embraced and that have embraced you, the peace that is always present, just waiting to be expressed. And we are the ones that express that peace and that love. And so we give thanks for these gifts. We're so grateful, dear God, that we here right now know that there is only one presence and one power in the universe, and that is you, dear God. So we thank you for your spirit moving in and throughout us. We surrender in this room right now and let you lead and guide us through this day that may have its challenges, through this week, through this year, and through all the days to come. We know that we are love and that love is your spirit within us. So as we return to the presence of this room, we just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, and so it is. As we affirm together the prayer given to us by Jesus Christ together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debt as we forgive our but deliver us from, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.